Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Hayden's Talk. So, I was originally gonna go into this with no planning, but then I was in the middle of recording and came up with an idea, so I completely scrapped the recording I made before, and I'm starting over, because I'm cool like that. So, for the record, if you hear any weird popping sounds, it's my poppet, because, you know, I need my stimuli, or I will drive myself fucking crazy and start biting the bottom of my feet, because I do that when because you know, I'm a nail biter, so, you know, when it's very severe, so I run out of nails to bite, and I start biting my skin around my nails, and, you know, once I have completely damaged my fingers to the point where I have to wrap them all up in Band-Aids, I bite my toenails. And then I run out of toenails to bite. So then I bite the skin on my toes. And then I run out of skin to bite on my toes. So then I bite the dead, not dead, but more like super dry skin off the bottom of my feet. Which is really disgusting, but, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. And someone's gonna be like, there's some things better left off the internet. Well, you can suck my fucking 12-inch dick, because I don't give a fuck. If you don't like it, you shouldn't be listening. Okay, this is a safe environment. This is an all-inclusive environment. Unless you are a super right-wing conservative, which is actually what we're going to be talking about today. And I know politics is such a, like, topic, and I personally hate talking about politics, but this is less about politics and more about people. So if you know me, you know that I'm not a liberal, but I am very hardcore leftist, because I care about human rights, but, like, you know, if you're a Republican and you're like, I voted for Trump, I'm not gonna be like, oh my god, you fucking stupid bitch. I'm just gonna be like, okay, cool. And don't take that as I'm a Biden supporter, because I do not support Biden either. I think they are both very shitty people. To be fair, I do think Biden is a little bit better than Trump, but I have my reasoning, which we're not going to go into, because that's not what this is about. We are going to be talking about teenage boys, specifically right-wing conservative hick teenage boys. And no, I do not think all conservatives are hicks. I'm just talking about a very specific group of people at my school who are 100% hicks. They got the huge fucking trucks, and they blare their fucking... They don't even listen to country music. Hicks don't listen to country music anymore. They listen to, like, mumble rap. I don't get it. They don't make any sense anymore. It just doesn't work in my mind. So also, if you're offended by the word hick, please fucking leave, because I don't have time. Because people who are offended by the word hick are the same people who will run up to me in the hallway and be like, you're a fucking faggot. Like, are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, I don't know. I swear to God. Okay, that's not the point. Let me take a sip of my Sundrop soda, because I am thirsty. Oh god, I inhaled the carbonation. Okay, I'm fine. Anyways, I just drank a whole badass cup of coffee, and I have so much energy. And it's 10 o'clock at night, so I'm gonna put on my glasses so I don't get a fucking headache. Okay, where was I? Stupid hicks. Okay, so I'm not going to disclose the name of my school, the town that I live in, or the name of any of these boys, because of legal privacy reasons, and because, you know, I value my safety, and I don't need you all knowing what town I live in. I will tell you what state I live in, though. I live in the cold, hard climate of the Midwest, where we grow corn and grain, and you can drive for like 6 hours and see absolutely nothing but run down gas stations and corn. Minnesota, whoop whoop. Fucking hate it here. This shit is boof. I don't like it. But, you know, I live in not a super tiny town, because, like, oh my god, if I lived in a super tiny town, I would have gotten hate crime by now. But I live in a relatively small town. And there are a lot of conservatives, not Republicans, conservatives. So keep in mind, I like Republicans. I don't like them, but I can get along with them. They're okay, you know, like, we can agree to disagree on some things, because I'm one of those people that, even though I'm very hardcore leftist, I really don't like talking about politics with the opposite side, because they can never seem to get what I'm saying through their head, and they always think that they have some type of, like, awesome rebuttal, and their awesome rebuttal is really just, Trump 2020, kill yourself, faggot! So I just don't even bother talking about it. Oh, I also really dislike liberals who push their fucking views onto every single human soul that they see in the entire world. Because it's like, shut the fuck up, you know? Like, good cause, I get it, but please shut the fuck up, you are giving me a headache. I do not support Trump, nor do I support Biden. I feel like I've already said, like, half this shit, but whatever. so, breathe, Hayden. Okay, beautiful, perfect, okay. So, oh no, my booby tape is coming unwrapped. Hold on. Just completely lost my train of thought. I'm so sorry. I just went quiet for like a fat minute there, didn't I? Okay, my bad. Okay, so as I was previously saying, there's this group of boys. Yes, I'm almost positive it's all boys. Jesus Christ, hold on. My underwear making my butt cheek itch. Okay, so these boys, I've been going to my school now for probably about a month, maybe? Probably not even. Fucking balls. Yeah, I think I've been there for about a month now. And, ever since my first day, these boys have been, for lack of better wording, harassing me. My first day, they were taking pictures and videos of me, and, it was, very weird and very frustrating. And then, you know, one of them called me a faggot and told me to kill myself. They bark at me like literal fucking furries. They will sit there and fucking bark at me, and it's the funniest shit ever. They gag at me, which is not funny because I have to gag back, because I'm one of those people where if you gag, I will gag. It's very bad. It's like very, very severe. Like, sometimes if you gag too many times in a row, I will start gagging so hard to the point where I will most literally upchuck all over everything. All over you, all over your fucking shoes. You just gotta hope I can make it to a fucking toilet or a trash can in time, because otherwise I'm going to vomit. And this one thing that they've been doing lately is they speak in gremlin voices like this, and they go, "Not today, Satan. Go away, Satan. Power of Christ compels you." And it's, they sound illiterate and just really, really fucking stupid. Like, they sound really dumb. I don't think they understand that, but, like, whatever. I have reported them multiple times, and nobody has done shit. Like, literally, nobody cares. And one of the counselors told me that, you know, my PO was gonna just tell me to drop the drama, even though, you know, I feel as though I really have no part in this, and I do my best
to not respond. But they don't ever really shut the fuck up. And when when your brain works the way that my brain works, it's very, very, very hard not to just turn around and, you know, grab them by their fucking ugly ass mullets. And hey, I have a mullet, but I have a cute mullet. Their mullets look like fucking ass compared to mine. I love my mullet. My mullet's beautiful, so sexy, love it. Mwah. Their mullets make them look like literal trailer trash. It takes a lot. Like, when I say a lot, I mean a fucking lot of self-control not to grab their fucking mullets, pull them to the ground, and stomp them out with my fucking 5-inch platforms. So I'm sure you can probably guess how fun this year has been for me. So fun. These boys, when I'm eating lunch, of course they have the same fucking lunch hour as me. They will sit there and they will fucking stare at me until I stop, and I just stare them back dead in their eyes with a dead facial expression. They'll try to keep eye contact for about 5 seconds and then they give up. And I've noticed that when any single one of them is alone and not with that whole group, they just keep their heads down. And they'll even start walking faster. Which makes me feel amazing. Like, I don't think you understand. That shit makes me feel so empowered, because it's like, literally my existence scares these men. It scares them. Like, it makes them physically fucking cower. And the only time they feel they're powerful enough to say or do anything to me is when they're around their big old group of friends, because, you know, I'm 5'3", dude. I weigh like 123 pounds. I might be a boxer, but when there's a group of about 12 fucking dudes, there's no way I'd fucking win that fight, dude. I die. They all wear cowboy boots. They're probably gonna kick me with their fucking spurs, dude. Like, I would not win that fight, but they know damn well if any one of them were to catch me one-on-one, I'd fuck them up. Even, like, two-on-one, I could still probably fuck them up, because, you know, I'm a bad bitch. You can't kill me. You might get me down a couple times, but I'm gonna fucking trip your shit and just start stomping you out, because I fight dirty. I don't know what the fuck you thought this was, but this isn't your grandma's fucking karate class, homie. Like, if you want to fight, you're gonna get fucked up. You're gonna get fucked up. Like, seriously fucking fucked up. Now, remember, I'm on probation, so I can't fuck anybody up. I can't hit anybody. I can't scream in anybody's face. You know, I can't be the bitch that I want to be. So I've had to find other ways to be a bitch. And right now, those ways consist of shamelessly snitching, because, you know, I would never snitch on anybody for anything serious, but when it comes to these stupid motherfuckers, I will gladly go to anybody and be like, yep, it was him, and it was fucking him. Because, you know, they're like 15, 16, 17, maybe 18. What are they gonna do? They're gonna call their dad? Oh, what, are you gonna ride a fucking horse and come step on me with the horse? Like, leave me the fuck alone. But the other day, right, I was walking through the hallway to go to the bathroom, and this group of boys just started, I don't even remember what they were doing, like, I literally have no recollection of what they were actually doing, but there was this beautiful, beautiful girl just standing at the edge of the table on her phone, and all of a sudden, I can hear her just absolutely cussing them the fuck out, being like, you don't know him, you need to leave him alone, you know, like, you have no idea what he goes through at home, you have no idea about this or that or this or that. And, you know, she was going the fuck off, and I went up to her, and I was like, you're fucking amazing. I'm like, you're like, keep doing what you're doing. Like, I love you. I love you so much with a big old heart. And I gave her a hug. And then I went to go pee pee because I had to go pee pee. That's why I was out of class in the first place. I had to go take a massive piss. I got out of the pisser and they were making fun of me for using the single stall bathroom because I don't like using the girls' bathroom. And I can't really use the boys' bathroom because I have a vagina, so they don't really let me do that. So I just use, like, the single stall one, because that's way easier. And they were making fun of me for it because they call it the handicapped bathroom. And they were like, are you handicapped? I was like, are you fucking stupid? Obviously fucking not. Shut the fuck up. And I went up to the girl, and I asked her for her Snapchat because, you know, she's fucking awesome. She's so pretty. And she stood up for me when nobody else would, and that's something that I don't really see a lot. And I appreciated it so much. I was like, I wanna be friends with her because she's fucking awesome. And I got her Snap, and, you know, we were just talking for a little bit. And these boys, like, keep in mind, I'm standing right at the end of their table, so they are right there. Like, I'm right, like, face to face with them talking to this girl. And one of them was like, do you need me to bring a Bible? Because you look like you need Jesus. And I looked at him. And I was like, I'm good. I was like, I'm a Satanist, bro. And they all just got so wide-eyed. And that day I was wearing sweatpants. And I had these really cute red Victoria's Secret thongs on. And I had them pulled up a little bit past my hips. So you could see my thong. Because that's fucking cute. I don't care what anybody says. You know, because if the little fucking white boys who convince themselves that they're from the hood, even though they're from a fucking gated suburban community, can run around and sag their pants and say the fucking N-word, I am going to show a little bit of my fucking cute underwear, because at least my underwear are cute. At least I'm not wearing basic fucking plaid boxers. Leave me the fuck alone. And after I said that I was a Satanist, one kid responded, what's that? Does that mean you have to pull your fucking pants up? And I was like, yep. It was like, yep. And then I look at them all, and they're all just, like, whispering to themselves, like, conversating about what their next move is or some shit. I don't know. They were trying to come up with, like, some evil fucking Dr. Doofenshmirtz shit. And I looked at all of them. Like, I, like, scanned my eyes across every single one of them, and I was like, is everything okay at home? Do you need a hug? And they were like, fuck no. Like, all disgusted. And I was like, okay, so shut the fuck up. I'm like, I don't know why you're projecting onto me so hard, but I don't. It just bounces off. It bounces off. I'm like a fucking, like, what are things about? I'm like a trampoline. You can jump on me. Your knees are gonna buckle, bitch. I don't budge. I'll give you a little leeway to bounce, but you're not gonna hurt me. Eat a dick. And they were just, oh, fuck, I completely lost my train of thought. Give me a minute. What the fuck was I talking about? Give me 1 second. I'm just gonna cut this. I'm gonna stop this part. You know, I'll be back in literally probably, like, 2 seconds. But, you know, in reality, it's gonna be more like 20 minutes because I do not remember what the fuck I was talking about. 1 moment, please. Okay, so I have completely forgotten what in the actual fuck I was talking about. So, moral of the story, men suck. Okay, no, but, like, I don't know. Like, they have not stopped giving me shit. Like, to the point where there was one day where I literally had to take, like, a mental health day. Because I was like, if I go back to school, I'm going to hurt somebody. And as I said previously, I'm on probation. Like, I will be so fucked if I do that. So I was like, the most mature thing I can do right now is not attend school. Because if I attend school, bad things will happen. And, you know, that will take away from even more of my education. And we don't want that. So one day, it's okay. I went back the next day, better than ever, looking like a bad bitch. Because I'm cool like that. But yeah, so, I don't know. I think the important thing that I'm trying to get at here is you should never, like, I know
it's supposed to be funny and all that, but I'm gonna get a little cheesy and deep for a second, so just bear with me. You should never, ever, ever feel, like, harassed into changing who you are because other people don't understand it and are too simple and closed-minded to even want to understand it. So if anybody's ever giving you shit about the way you dress, the way you do your makeup, just the way you fucking look in general, you know what you do? You give them the finger and you tell them to eat a fat one, because you know what? It's none of their fucking business what you look like. It's none of their fucking business what you do. You know why? It's your body. It's your personality. It's your face. It's your hair. It's your clothes. It is yours. And it is yours to own. And if anybody else wants to try to contradict that and tell you that, no, you can't do this, no, you can't do this, you say, why? Why? Why not? What's the problem? Because you don't like it? Because you, one person, one speck on this fucking giant earth full of billions of people, don't like it? You tell them no. As I said previously, eat a fat dick, because it's none of your fucking business what I do. Okay? Like, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you are white, black, Asian, fucking Mexican. I don't care if you are straight, gay, trans, non-binary, whatever the actual fuck, it doesn't matter. You are beautiful, and what you're doing is the right thing to do. What you're do- well, unless you're doing hard drugs, that is not the right thing to do. I don't I feel like there are things you could be doing that are wrong, but how you look and how you present yourself and your personality and your makeup and your hair and your clothing is not wrong, and you should not let anybody tell you that it is. And if anybody does, you come to them later looking even more intense and even more extreme as a big fuck you, because it's you. And if that's what you want to do, you do that. All right, you rock that shit. You rock that shit. I want you to remind yourself every day. I want you to look in the mirror and say, I am the shit. Nobody can tell me differently. And I just want you to repeat that over and over again until you're ready to leave the house. And then when you see yourself walking down the hallway or the street and you see yourself in a window or a mirror, you know what you say? I'm the shit. Fuck everybody else. I'm the fucking shit. I'm sexy. I am beautiful. I am hot. I am cute. I am whatever fucking adjective you decide to describe yourself with. That is what you are. Manifestation is a real thing. And self-confidence, oh my god, self-confidence is like the most powerful thing in the world. Don't let anybody tell you different. When you're confident in yourself, you can accomplish anything. So you just remember, you just keep reminding yourself that you're the shit, and even if some stupid fucking hicks are barking at you or fucking gagging at you, gag back, bark back. Or my personal favorite is get a tennis ball and throw it and be like, you want to act like a dog? Go fetch, bitch. Or grab a collar and be like, oh my god, I have a collar for you. Come on, let's go. Or one of my other ones is being like, you want to kiss? You want to... Come here, come give me a kiss. Come here, puppy. That'll freak him the fuck out. Yeah, so, like I said, moral of the story is, men suck. Don't change yourself. Don't change yourself for anybody. It doesn't matter what anybody says. You are perfect just the way you are. And I know that shit's so cheesy and so cliche, and people say it all the time, but it is true. You are perfect just being you. You are perfect wearing super extreme makeup. You're perfect wearing no makeup. You're perfect in your most extreme outfit, and you're perfect in your fucking comfy pajama pants and a goddamn tank top. You are perfect, and you do not let anybody tell you different. And if they do tell you different, tell them to suck a cock. Because it's no, they have no business. No business telling you whether or not you're perfect for what you do with your body. Alright? I love you all so, so much. And I hope you have an amazing day, afternoon, evening, night, whatever fucking time it is. You have a great one. Alright? I love you. 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 Okay. Glad we got that.
I don't know. Okay. I love you. Sorry. I just had to get my point across. I love you very much, and I hope you have an amazing morning, afternoon, night, or evening. Or I said that in the wrong order, but whatever. Who fucking cares? Yeah. I'm also gonna try to start uploading more episodes because I know I've been, like, super lacking on that lately. I know I gotta get back to my music talk, and I'll do that soon, but I haven't had the motivation to talk about music lately. But I will when I can, and I will keep posting as often as I possibly can and updating you guys every time I post. I love you very, very much. You have a great time. Yeah, that's all. I'm out. I'm sorry, you know, man.